Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Hi, y'all. This is Charity Daniels, and you are listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk. You leave it right where it's at. You'd be glad you did.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. What's happening with the Ukraine-Russia conflict? Do diplomacy and peace efforts matter anymore? Or is a forever war and endless income for the military-industrial complex more important than human lives? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Well, thank you, Audrey. Happy to be with you again.
Oh, it's great to have you with us. Yes, it's always great to have you with us. And so we're going to jump in because we need an update here. Biden has been pouring billions of our tax dollars, which are needed in this country, to Zelensky and the Ukraine. And he just made a secret trip there this week to assure them that the U.S. will continue to back them, meaning, of course, handing more of our money over to this corrupt company. Isn't that funny? A little slip there. Country. Right. Would you share what's going on with this conflict, including an update on Russia and Putin?
Well, as of today, the reports coming in of activity over the last 48 hours, it appears Russia has consolidated and taken the large city of Bakhmut, which was held by the Ukrainians. And that was sort of the last bastion of hope of defense that Zelensky had. And they put a lot of equipment and troops in there. Much of that's been destroyed now. course, the Russians took casualties as well. Mm-hmm. It appears now that that's consolidated. And I say, you know, within the next day, we'll get more confirmation on that. But then probably Putin will go to make sure Crimea is consolidated
right.
and made a part of the Federation. And we continue to dump dollars in there that are going really wasted dollars at this point in time. Now they want to send in F-16s. And, of course, you have to have pilots that can fly those. That takes months.
You know, Paul, I'm just curious as to why Putin hasn't already wrapped this up, because it's just puzzling at this point. Why hasn't he wrapped this up now?
Well, I think it's the incompetency or lack of strategy and tactics of what we call air-ground operations by the Russian generals. I mean, this is not a well-planned-out offensive operation by the Russians. And, of course, Ukrainians are good fighters, and they have put up a good fight against overwhelming odds. And so I think that's partly the reason that they didn't move in very quickly, like a blitzkrieg that was done in World War II,
right.
That the Ukrainians were in a position. And, of course, we provided the Ukrainians a lot of missiles and rockets to stave off a solid Russian offensive along the eastern front of Ukraine. But Russia will prevail. They're stronger. They still have a lot of equipment. They still have a lot of troops. And that's been witnessed now by the taking of Bakhmut. So we'll see what happens.
Right. Is China financially helping Putin in any way?
Oh, my goodness, yes. They're very solid. They formed a new alliance, and they're providing a lot of supplies and equipment. China is to Russia. And with their new Eastern Alliance, as we call it, they've aligned now Russia, China, North Korea, Iran. India is supporting that alliance a great deal now.
Wow.
We've lost all of our allies is the problem. We have no allies anymore that trust us. And that's the dismantling of the West and their strength. Putin sees this as morally corrupt, as other countries do now. They see the corruption of our government, the corruption of our president. And so they're going to continue to strengthen and do what they can to ensure probably they drive the dollar down to and devalue it to where it's almost worth nothing. And that's a big scare right now in the financial markets.
Yeah, well, I've seen that myself, even just as a consumer, where I used to purchase things from the UK or from Canada, and suddenly, where before we were, our dollar was worth more, so it cost less to buy it. Now it costs a lot more, and we're seeing it. People may not realize that, but a question that's concerned some people is that are our troops on the ground helping Zelensky without congressional approval?
Well, they don't care about approval. The executive branch, Biden basically has set himself up as a tyrant. He's being commanded by Obama. The press is behind him. And so they basically don't feel that they have to ask permission for anything. It's just like the budget deal right now. Congress is in charge of the budget, and under the amendments, they're responsible for approving what's being spent. But Biden now thinks he can override the 14th Amendment and other amendments of the Constitution and basically do what he wants to spend the Treasury's money. And of course, now we're going into debt even more each and every month.
Yeah.
And so again, China sees us, Russia sees us, sees what's happening, and they're going to take advantage of it.
Sure, and so do our former allies, because he's made them our former allies. Now, we've discussed Xi and the CCP taking Taiwan, especially with Biden's weakness on display. Has there been a change in China's threat to attack Taiwan recently?
Yeah, information we're receiving, they've changed their strategy now. Several of the Chinese generals have basically advised Xi they don't need to take Taiwan now. They don't need the loss of their military as far as equipment or men. when things are going very successfully for them now around the world, with their Silk Belt Initiative going across the globe, with the reinforcement of Russia, with the yuan getting stronger, and the alliance of oil now flowing that they're controlling really in the world right now. And you've got Saudi Arabia now dealing with Iran. See, all of those things are happening. So China doesn't see any need to assume any risk in attacking Taiwan at this point in time.
Yeah, so just the threat that they could do it at any time is enough for them, because that's it, right? Because of
that's
what
correct.
It, yeah.
That's correct. They can hold that over the heads of the West and anybody else out there in the Far East. But I think they're smart enough now. They see no sense of diminishing their military or depleting any losses in their Air Force or Navy. They don't need to. Everything's going well for them for the most part.
Yeah. Well, the unelected resident of the White House, Biden, has humiliated us, and that's part of it, on our country, on the world stage. How has this lack of U.S. leadership in world affairs endangered our safety, and how has it strengthened the Russia-China alliance?
Well, just like we've explained, by our lack of resolve, the Chinese are, we have Chinese crossing our southern border now, going into many areas. Many of them will be agents operating for the Chinese Communist Party in the United States to reinforce the penetration of China in all aspects of America, our education system, Wall Street, defense industry, and so on. When you look at our lack of leadership in protecting our own borders from illegals, and many of those people coming across are innocent men and women to a degree. They want a new life. They want to get out of Central and South America, out of Venezuela.
Sure.
But that puts us in jeopardy now. We've got to take care of all of these people, hospitalization, schools, and so on. At the same time, the cartels are making millions and millions. They made $13.5 billion last year. And so they're basically incentivizing the invasion of the South, and they control the Mexican government. So that's why you don't see the Mexican government taking any action. And yet our Defense Department has no plans to neutralize the cartels, which are a military target, by the way. They're more than an economic, financial, drug-dealing cartel. They're better militarized with equipment, guns, ammunition, cyber, helicopters, armored vehicles than the Mexican army. And they're only 120, 150 miles south of our border in the Sinaloa area. But the lack of insight, the lack of planning by our generals and admirals puts America at risk each and every day. We just have total incompetency in our Defense Department.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, you have been exposing the CRT in the military. Now, I want your thoughts on this. The recruitment has been in the toilet. So what does the Navy do as a response to that? They have, well, I don't know how you have an active duty drag queen, but they have an active duty drag queen recruiting for the Navy. What in the world on God's good earth is that?
Well, they bought into all this crap, as I call it, LGBT, QSGIA, whatever, all that stuff.
Yeah, the alphabet mafia for short.
And they've been, and these generals and admirals have fallen prey to that. Again, this is by actions of Obama when he was in. He purged so many good officers out of the military, and now they're all gone woke. They all should be relieved. Many of them should be tried for treason, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
We go back to the...
Absolutely.
Surrender in Afghanistan and the lack of being able to win any kind of wars anymore. So us retired military, we just came out with a great letter, by the way, signed by several hundred retired flag officers challenging the CRT and this transgender support that we see in the military. And the Air Force is just as bad as the Navy, by the way, in this.
Really?
They've also have these transgender... what do you call them? They're actually, they put on events.
Oh, the drag queens? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah.
But this is, they used
I
to have.
I can't remember all of it. It's so bizarre to me.
Yeah, well, of course it's bizarre to you know, actual Americans, because this is, they used to get the Section 8 for what they're doing. This is mental illness, and they're portraying this as normal and completely ignoring the fact that it's destroying troop morale and military readiness. So we're in danger, and that doesn't seem to be a problem for them, does it?
No, nope, not at all. But we're in dire straits, really dire straits in America. And I'm not sure we have the fortitude to win this thing anymore.
No. No, I don't think so. But you have not ceased to try to, especially when it comes to the Ukraine-Russia conflict. We've discussed briefly Patriots International, and you're planning a ceasefire summit conference in Malta in July, if I'm correct. Would you share some of the actors so far in this diplomatic effort and how it's being received?
Yes. Earlier this year, the Patriots International Alliance was formed. A lot of that dealt with international COVID vaccine requirements and so on, but then it transcended into a ceasefire initiative because the United States and none of the other countries are taking any initiative to stop this crazy war going on in the Ukraine. Putin would be up to a ceasefire. He'll control the east there. China's come forward and said they want to see a ceasefire. So we put together this non-government organization basically to schedule the summit ceasefire conference in Malta in late July. The problem is we need funding for it. And people could email me at princenemo1@protonmail.com. We need to raise $750,000 to do this summit. And so we're in a fundraising mode right now. Also, your listeners also can get all the information on that as we're putting it up on our website, the standupamericaus.org, standupamericaus.org. So we're planning. If we don't get the funds, of course, then we can't do it.
Well, it's there has been no effort, none, as a matter of fact, anti-efforts as far as this regime is concerned. These are the people that used to be for peace, but of course they are no longer the so-called liberals. They're communists, as far as I'm concerned, the Communist Democrat Party, and they are not. If for someone to think that suddenly, magically, that the Ukraine went from a corrupt country to what, a democracy, which it's not, it looks like we're the fools that we're believing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Canada is also under very severe weak leadership in Trudeau up there. So I've been in contact with some of the Canadians, with the Indian nations up there, the First Nation areas up there. And these Indian nations, indigenous tribes and that, they're protesting now, and they want sovereignty. They want to be separated on their own lands from the Canadian government.
Wow. That's intense. I would like to see more of that here, but so far it doesn't seem to be bad enough for us to protest because, you know, and sadly it looks as if the corrupt FBI has been able to cause fear to come on people to protest when that is their constitutional right. Paul, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work, also support Patriots International for that summit, and where can they order America's Endgame for the 21st Century, a blueprint for saving our country, and Reality Prism and the ebook The Mindless War? Where can they do all that?
You can order those directly from Amazon in their books section, or you can go on the standupamericaus.org site. You can sign up for our newsletter. We have a great newsletter that comes out every Saturday morning with all the information that we've discussed today. And that's accomplished by our great editor, Ray DiLorenzo. So standupamericaus.org, you can contribute there, donate, help us out. We're doing great things. We are standing up for America, and we are working with 20 other institutions and organizations around the country to save this country, restore this great country, and that's what America's Endgame is about, the blueprint for restoring America. And we're working with England, individuals in England, France, and other countries now, again, on this ceasefire summit. So we're busy. We're doing a lot of things, Audrey, but they're all good, positive things.
Yes, and listeners, this is grassroots. This is the way it's going to have to be done at this point, just like it looks like the founders had to do. It's going to have to be grassroots. And so, right. But you can work with Stand Up America to do this. Their reach is much farther in a grassroots way for us to be able to just jump on board, add our voice. And it will matter, believe me. Well, just look what the boycott for Bud Light is done. it's still plummeting. So add your voice. And as always, I'll have these links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the On Air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that the general just shared. Thanks so much again, Paul, for sharing your brilliant assessments on these critical issues. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.